It's All Things Health Talk on Rise FM Mid-Mornings. We're joined by the good doc, Dr. Portia Mashaba, as we delve deeper into flu versus bronchitis. Doc, welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for having me, and good morning to the listeners.
Let's get straight into it. Now, flu versus bronchitis. I think, you know, those two can look quite similar at first. What are the most reliable signs to tell them apart early on?
With acute flu and chronic bronchitis, the difference is that with chronic bronchitis, it doesn't really just go alone. It goes, it's an association with another condition, which we call it COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Mm-hmm. This is when your lungs are inflamed and they are filled with mucus. So what happens is that these people are commonly seen in people who smoke, you know, are smoking for over a period of maybe more than 10 years. What happens is that they cough out mucus. The sputum that is out is filled up with mucus. But with an acute viral flu, this is something that happens once off if you have a flu attack or any different viruses that are causing you to cough. The cough can be mucus, the cough can be stains, the cough can have can be brownish in color. It can differ depending on the different pathogen that is affecting you. So mm-hmm. to make it easier for listeners, when we say someone has a chronic bronchitis, this person must have went to the clinic or seen a doctor for a period of at least 3 months. You've been to the clinic and complaining that you're coughing out whitish things, and then you've been getting probably antibiotics or flu meds, and there's nothing that's resolving. And then we looked at your risk factors, either you're smoking or maybe you have a genetic conditions that can affect your lungs, right. Then you can have that those things. In terms of adults, and then in babies, they can have problems with bronchitis. They are prone to that because those alveolar spaces, anything can come. When we say alveolar spaces, to make it easier for the listener, your lungs, it's like a balloon. This balloon has pipes. The small pipes, that's where exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide happens in your lungs. So they are very small, tiny balloons that allow oxygen to come in, and then when it comes in, it's filtered in, and when it goes out. And if then those small balloons that help with the oxygenation of your oxygen in your lungs, if they are filled with mucus or they have an infection, that's when you cough out. But if they are clear, you breathe out, your oxygen that you breathe out won't have any infection. So in over a period of 3 months, this is happening, you're coughing out, those air spaces are filled with this mucus. That's when we say it's chronic bronchitis. And then with a viral flu, those small spaces which you call alveoli in your lungs, also they are infected, but then with time they can be cleared off. They cannot be cleared off with antibiotics, unfortunately, as mm-hmm. most listeners or people at home would say, I feel like I'm having a flu, I need antibiotics. Flu is not mostly cured by antibiotics. You just need supportive therapy, which is eating warm things, getting your supplements, if you need oxygen, or if you need a nasal drip for kids, and nasal drips or nasal sprays. Those are the things that can help. But viruses, oftentimes, there is no antibiotic cause for viruses, only maybe antiviral medication. Once we've cultured and we've seen that what type of virus is affecting you. So for listeners, things like stopping, if you're smoking, you need to stop smoking because that's the reason why you'd have this chronic bronchitis, which mm-hmm. can then fall into the disease whereby we call it COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
I mean, you know, Doc, nowadays it seems as though flu is lasting much longer than before COVID. So how long would someone have to wait before they get concerned about a lingering cough, especially if there is mucus involved? And like flu, is bronchitis infectious?
Bronchitis, it means your bronchioles are inflamed. So what is causing that inflammation, we need to find out as doctors by getting your sputum. We'll take the sputum, we send it off Once we send it off, we're able to identify if this is caused by a virus, this is caused by bacteria. Not all times it could be virus. It could mimic a bronchitis, but then when we send it off, we realize that, you know, maybe this is because of TB, maybe this is because of any other infections. And then with that, we are able to say this is how long we can treat. We're able to quantify that, okay, if it's TB, we'll go 6 months or more, depending on the type of TB. If it's a bacteria, we're able to say maybe 2 weeks or a week of antibiotic, and if there's no response, we need to investigate further. And then if then now you have other problems such as I mentioned, smoking, then we're able to say this inflammation that's happening in your bronchioles is because you're constantly smoking, and constantly smoking, it causes that the inflammation doesn't stop, it's ongoing. That is why when we say management of the COPD, the first one is you stopping smoking. That's how you get cured. But unfortunately, when it now gets to a point of COPD or the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, it is irreversible. The damage that you've caused in those lung spaces, it's not reversible. But what we can do, we stop it from getting further. But then if you have a flu, that there is reversibility. The flu, once it's cured or once the flu season is off, your bronchioles go back to not being normal. But when you continue smoking, you continue drinking alcohol, you continue being in the environment that exposes your bronchioles to all the inflamed, like let's say you're asthmatic, and then you continue have these attacks, but now it's asthma is something else, but I'm just making an example that if you remove yourself from the exposure that irritates your lungs, then there is a reversibility. But with smoking and COPD, it's irreversible. That's how we are able to ascertain that treatment will work for this patient. So each and every patient is categorized with the risk factors they have, is categorized with the amount of other comorbidities that they have. That's how we're able to say we will treat this patient this long, and how we are able to advise that, I put it that way.
I mean, Doc, it is flu season, so how do we stay as safe as possible from flu and I think potentially from bronchitis as well?
In flu season, obviously, if you're in a family whereby there's someone already who's coughing, we still go back to the basics. Put a mask on when you have flu yourself, when you are coughing continuously, so that you can prevent it from... You can prevent the other people from being infected with the viral strain that you have, because you cough and you're not sure of what virus you have. And as soon as you start seeing that the symptoms are, you have fever, you have headaches, joint pains, and you're coughing continuously, your temperature is high, that's fever, you go seek medical consults, take a swab. It's not always COVID. There's other things, RSV. There's so many viruses that could be out there that you need to help. That's how you can prevent other people. And as I said, antibiotics from over-the-counter, from doctors that you bleed, they are not treatment for most of viral flus. Viral flus, most of them need either antivirus or they need supportive therapy. So you taking a lot of antibiotics, actually putting yourself at a risk of developing a resistant antibiotic. But microbial resistance, that means if you're taking so much of that antibiotic, there will be a time whereby those antibiotics no longer work in your body. So people must run away from taking different antibiotics. Probably you had an antibiotic that you were given a few months ago, now you have a flu, you want antibiotics. No, viral flus are not cured by antibiotics. That's when most of the take-home message that I would like listeners to have. And then secondly, if you're smoking and then you're starting having this chronic cough and you are unable to breathe and you come in the hospital in and out, this is what happens when you have this viral flu. You come in and out, recall that you're having exacerbations. You're coming in because of a different virus, because now your lungs are sensitive. What you need to do for yourself is to stop smoking, find ways. And I must say that vaping is not stopping smoking. Vaping also causes other damages to your lungs. So you need to stop smoking. That is the cure.
Doc, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Let's stay safe. Let's stay as warm as possible. If you're smoking, stop smoking. I think that's the message for the day. Thank you so much, Doc.
Thank you for having me.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Raz FM mid mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.